My friend Jan Tallinn likes to point out that just as with rocketry, it's not enough to make our technology powerful. We also have to figure out, if we're going to be really ambitious, how to steer it and where we want to go with it. So let's talk about all three artificial intelligence. The power, the steering, and the destination. Let's start with the power. I define intelligence very inclusively, simply as our ability to accomplish complex goals. Because I want to include both biological and artificial intelligence. And I want to avoid the silly carbon chauvinism idea that you can only be smart if you're made of meat. It's really amazing how the power of AI has grown recently. Just think about it. Not long ago, robots couldn't walk. Now, they can do backflips. Not long ago, we didn't have self-driving cars. Now, we have self-flying rockets. Not long ago, AI couldn't do face recognition. Now, AI can generate fake faces and simulate your face saying stuff that you never said. Not long ago, AI couldn't beat us at the game of Go. Then Google DeepMind's AlphaZero AI took 3,000 years of human Go games and Go-ism, ignored it all, and became the world's best player by just playing against itself. And the most impressive feat here wasn't that it crushed human gamers, but that it crushed human AI researchers who'd spent decades handcrafting game-playing software. And AlphaZero crushed human AI researchers not just at Go, but even at chess, that we've been working on since 1950.